Oh, that's right. Cheeseburger in paradise. Key West, Florida. What a great place to be, right, Becky?
What a great place to be. I remember it well.
Exactly. You, of course, were doing photography, living down there, ended back up here in Greenwood. And you've been out at Piedmont Tech for how long now?
A long time. 30 years almost.
30 years 30, almost.
Almost, yep. And just shy of 30 years. And I've loved it every day. It's been great.
It has been great. And gosh, I tell you what, we're going to be talking about the Women's Leadership Conference coming up that you're spearheading. But just the change in Piedmont Tech, haven't they advanced and added so much out there?
They have. We have, really. We've doubled in size. I remember not being there even a full year when we hit 3,000 students, and it was, oh my gosh, it was the biggest celebration ever. And then we set our sights on 4,000, and that's the year we had everybody out on the football field, and we had a cherry picker looking down and taking a picture of everybody lined up in a big 4-0. And it was just great. And then 5,000 just kind of slid by because we were so busy, we didn't have time to stop and celebrate. And now we're over 6,000.
So
technology, our county campuses have grown. We've got new campuses everywhere. Our last is Abbeville, and I think everybody probably knows we have that center in the making, new campus in the making. So that is really exciting.
It is. And, of course, you work in what department do you actually work with?
Student development is my division. I've been in student development my entire career when I was in Minnesota and before that Indiana for a short bit and then here. And in Florida, student affairs. I love it. It's helping students from the time they first contact the college or ask a question. They're a prospect and become an applicant, become a student. And then we work to help them be successful. We transform lives. That's what we do at Piedmont Tech. We transform lives every day, take students, take people from where they are, and take them to where they want to go.
You know, and I think one thing we ought to say is there is no excuse for someone not to go back to school in today's world.
There is no excuse. I remember you and I sitting right at this table talking about financial aid and mm-hmm. all the benefits. And they continue to be available, and I say they, meaning there's so many types of aid, you know, loans, grants, scholarships, life scholarship. There's just, it's there.
That's right. And with the lottery funds that are
lottery,
available.
Absolutely. How could I forget that one? That helps a lot of students.
And well, you know, and not just, sometimes we always think that's for the young people, but no, it's not.
It's not.
Lottery scholarships are for anybody that qualifies, right?
Anybody that qualifies, that's right. And it helps so many students. So you can be at any age and be eligible for the various programs that we have in terms of financial aid programs and the academic programs and the career and technical programs.
Sure.
Our student body continues to range from, you know, as low as 16 up to 65. We continue to be about 66% female.
That's huge.
It is, but that's because of all our great nursing and health science programs that tend to have more women than men. There's always a few men every year in nursing and a few men in a few higher percentage in maybe respiratory care or radiology technology. But that's why we have so many women probably. And vet tech is more women. And even engineering and computer technology now have more women. Human services. So we keep looking for those extra guys to come on out and join us because we always need more students in industrial and engineering curricula that tend to be more male.
And not only that, you can do so much online now.
Oh, you can. You can take complete programs online if you choose to. And a lot of people don't want to do that. But if you need to or want to and have a real busy schedule or a challenging schedule, you can get, you know, business degree online. You can get administrative office degree online. Of course, our transfer programs, Associate of Arts, Associate of Science, are all online. And a lot of other courses, some of the engineering technology entry-level courses are online. Some of the many of the computer courses are online. So there's a wide variety.
Sure. So I think that in this, and with the changing economy and everything, we're needing to change. And, of course, one of the things that I know Piedmont Tech is on the cutting edge is training for new companies coming in and the new technology that they need that the workforce to be trained in.
Oh, we are. We love it. It's great to be the trainer of choice. When ZF moved into Lawrence County, And, of course, Greenville Tech is bigger right across the county line, but they started working with us right away, and they're thrilled and pleased with us. They're already looking at phase two or have decided on another phase and building and growing, and we worked with them to design the quick skills courses at the CAM, Center for Advanced Manufacturing, a new facility. Well, it's not new. It's a building that was there that we renovated, but the equipment is new, and it's so high tech, and it's just exciting to watch it. And the students are mostly not right out of high school. They're sure. mostly individuals that have been working and realize they want to pick up extra training. They'll come and take these courses in metrology and mechatronics.
Those are all foreign words.
They are. And then they have opportunities to work at places like ZF. It's great.
So it is. It is tremendous what's happening out there. If you're sitting there thinking, maybe I should, you know, you really ought to check out Piedmont Tech, because they have such a variety of programs, and they're so willing to work with you and get you going in as short a time as possible to get you making money.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
We do that. We transform lives. We love it. And if someone is at a job that's just not really what they want to be doing, and they know they are capable of certainly of doing other things, come on out and talk to us.
Absolutely. There's no time like the presence, folks.
That's right.
And right now, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Women's Leadership Conference coming up on October 25th. Is that right?
That's correct. Right.
And we're going to be talking all about that. We need women to be powerful. Guys, don't worry. We won't take over. We just want a piece. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with the one and only Becky McIntosh. If you don't know her, you're really missing out, folks.
Aha.
That's true.
Thank you, Ann.
Very true, Becky. I mean, you just do so much out there at Piedmont Tech. And then how did you find time to get involved in the Women's Leadership Conference?
Oh, well, I got involved in the Women's Leadership Council when it first started about 5 or so years ago, because I had to. I mean, I just believe in women's power and women's capability to do things, and I've been a go-getter my whole life, and I just did that out of desire, and I wanted to do it and watch it grow. And then from that group, which had some social networking as well as events, you know, speakers, professional development, and then the group, well, from within that group, had the vision to have a conference where instead of going to sessions or conferences or workshops maybe once every 3 months, why not put a whole lot together in a day? And we did, and that first conference was coordinated by Mamie Nicholson and Phyllis Nolan. They did a great job. And now it's a year and a half later, and the next conference is coming up, and I'm in the driver's seat.
Well, I think leadership for women is tough. It's tough being in that position. If you haven't been in that position and a desire to move forward, but to stay within the social realms and work this is difficult for women.
It is. Some women really strive on being in a leadership role. I know that, just within my friends, like a friend circle sometimes, or just the group of us that are good buddies over a long period of time, one time all took one of these, there's like a personality predictor. It's called Color Sort. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm always orange. That's what I am. And we learned a new one time a friend brought in, and it kind of describes, you answer questions, and everybody said, well, Becky's going to be red. And, you know, I am. But I like that. I thrive on that. I don't step back from leading, and I don't step back from making decisions, because that's kind of the way I'm wired. But I think there's more and more women that are also wired that way. They just haven't tested the waters.
Sure.
And they need to.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that I think makes it tough for women is I think today's women growing up today, it's a little bit different.
Yes.
But I think women in that, let's say 40, 35, 40, 45, 50, in that age group, well, when growing up at that age, there wasn't team sports for women.
Right.
And I think when guys play team sports in school and whatnot, they learn how to work together and be a team. But women didn't have that experience.
You're right. I wish I had when I was in high school. I went to school in Minnesota, and I loved sports at the time. I would have really thrived on team sports. I know I would have. And today, there are many opportunities in high schools, but not enough.
Mm-hmm.
There are more opportunities for the guys. And so women get more, or girls in high school get opportunities through SGA or Student Government Association, or what it might be called, the different high school or clubs. And I love to see young females in high school getting active in clubs and taking leadership roles. And they're not all women's clubs or all girls' clubs. They're, like I said, the SGA or whatever they're called in the different
co-ed type things,
yes, and work together, men and women. Boys and girls, even in elementary and middle school, to work together and get involved as a leader.
Sure, but I think it makes a difference for that older group to be able to step up and work with. And I think one of the other things that's difficult is women working with women.
Yes,
that's tough. That is tough.
For some women, I think, and it may be what you're talking about, Anne, that there was a period of time when a lot of women were home and did not work outside of the home. And so they're only, I don't know, their partnership, of course, is their spouse, if they're married with family, but just not used to working other than maybe way back, a ladies' aid, you know, in
sure.
church organizations. But women working together now is exciting. I love it. That's one of the things that when someone, well, maybe you asked me, why or how did I get involved in this? Part of it is just the enjoyment of working with other women. Fun women, accomplished women, women with great ideas, and women that are willing to have an opinion. It's no fun to sit in a group and say, all right, we can do this. We can have five speakers at one time, or we can have everybody in one room and have no one respond. I can't imagine. But this group of women shares their opinions and says reasons why this is good and reasons why that is good. And we listen to each other and we look at each other. And to me, that's just exciting. And we make decisions.
It is. And that's the way I think it's supposed to be. But there is a step to getting there.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the wonderful things about Women's Leadership Conference that you're having, is this is going to show a group that sign up for this. I think, what, can you have 300 at
300,
this?
Yes. And it's almost filled. Well, I won't say almost. We had 247 as of Tuesday. This is Thursday afternoon. So I feel like we're higher than that, and I think we will fill.
Sure. But to have a group of women, that's going to be scary, actually. 300.
Oh, exciting. It will
exciting.
Be exciting. Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, that is coming up on October 25th. When we come back after the news, we are going to be talking more about this. It's going to be a huge event, and it is going to be at the Multicultural Building Little River, right up there in Hodges. So you're going to want to hear more about this. If somebody has to leave us, what's a telephone number, or how can they find out more about it, Becky?
You can call 223-8431. That's the Greenwood Chamber.
Okay.
And they can give you more information. You can call me, 941-8358. That's my office number. And I know that tomorrow I actually am going to be in my office working and not in a lot of meetings, which I tend to be a lot of, but I'll be there tomorrow. And
okay.
I'll be glad to answer your questions.
Absolutely. Hey, don't you go away. We're going to join the news in progress. We'll be back. Sir, I hope you can stay right with us with Becky McIntosh talking about the Women's Leadership Conference coming up October 25th. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, we're right back here and having a good time just chatting about women's issues when it comes to the workplace and leadership and being an in-charge person. And I think younger people have it easier. Those in that middle age, I think they have a tough time. So I am fascinated about this conference that you are getting ready to have. It's coming up on October 25th. It's going to be out at the Multicultural Center out there in Hodges. And Becky, why don't you just tell us a little bit about how you, I mean, you have so many speakers, it would be hard to cover all of them. But how did you come up with the different types of areas to talk about?
Okay.
For I think that's a fascinating, because I was fascinated about the different ones.
Well, when anyone looks at the program, they will be fascinated. And it is on the website, by the way, the Chamber of Commerce website under Women's Leadership Conference. We sent out a call for proposals because we know that there's so many talented and accomplished women in not only our community, but the community around us. And we put it on the website, a call for proposals. So we didn't know for sure what would come in. Meanwhile, we're looking for keynote speakers and deciding on keynote speakers. But we received probably three times the number of sessions. We're offering 15 sessions.
That's a lot in one day.
Concurrent. Now, there's five at one time. And then there's five later in the morning, and then five again in the afternoon. So every attendee will go to three different concurrent sessions, plus an opening keynote, plus a closing keynote, plus a great panel, and we'll talk a minute about the noon panel. But the topics that came in were great. It's so exciting. Just to name a couple of them, step up to success by getting out of your own way. Well, that's a great title, because, you know, sometimes we do get in our own way.
Sure.
We just do, and we don't realize that we do. We don't see ourselves in the mirror all the time and recognize that maybe I'm saying things I shouldn't say. Maybe I'm looking ways I don't need to look. Maybe I'm just not confident as I should be. You know, all these are things that women think about too much, probably.
Yes.
And so this is a great session on just getting out of our own way so that we can be more successful. Create your life mindfully. I love that one, that if you create your life mindfully, it's that you are very aware of and thinking what you are doing and how you're doing it. And I just think that's a great title. Learn to rock social media networking. That's great. We all use networking at some level, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or all the new things coming along. But this one session is for those that want to learn more and they don't have the opportunity or don't have the time, like me, to get out there and learn
now,
everything.
Who is doing that one? I was reading that
okay,
one.
Okay,
Learn to Rock. That is Despina.
Yes, that's right.
Who was at the museum years ago, and look what she has gone on and done.
And she's doing great things, and she's trying to find her particular one, because I've got 15 of them laying in front
Despina,
of me.
Despina Jurgen, social media marketing consultant, and Learn to Rock social media networking. And she was a coach with Alpha Publishing and Communication. She is on the strategic team for TEDx Greenville and was the curator of a 2013 all-day event there. And just fascinating.
It is fascinating. And that's just, she is one of many, and that is one topic of many that people are, women, these are all women too. Here's another one, Leadership Essentials, putting emotional intelligence to work for you. We all know what IQ is, but EQ, EI, emotional intelligence, is a new theory or principle that works, and we can learn about that. So there's ways to learn about yourself. There's ways to learn about, like, social media. There's one in here about energy. Let me find the one about energy. I think it's got a great title.
Well, having energy, you know, when you're the 24-hour woman, and, you know, I know that went out a few years ago, but I don't see it that way. I see that I'm still trying to be the 24-hour woman.
I am, too. I mean, we are, Anne.
Whether it's home or work or extracurricular activities, you know, sometimes I think women actually do too much.
Well, we do too much. In fact, you know what? That's a perfect segue into our Thursday night pre-conference event. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, actually.
Okay, tell us a little bit about it. We're going to come back to more of our sessions, but this is perfect. On Thursday night, and this is new, we didn't do this last year. We decided to expand, and Katrina Spigner was one of our speakers last year. She was our closing keynote. Everybody loved her. We had really good comments in all the evaluations, which are important. So she's coming back on the Thursday night before, on the 24th. We're going to be downtown at the Federal Building. And her topic is, let's get empty.
And she says, that's an interesting topic, isn't it?
When I first saw it, I thought, huh, let's get empty. But she asked the question, have you ever been told that you're just full of it? Oh, Ann, you are just full of it.
Yeah, okay? I've been told that a lot, Becky.
Yeah, you are just full of it. Well, she says, you know what? As women, we are. We're full of tasks, activities, schedules, meetings, planning, management, all that through our careers, our family, our church responsibilities, our relationships, and on and on and on. And what she's saying is we need to get empty. We need to figure out what we can do to not have our life be so consumed, our mind, our emotions, our energy. We just need to learn ways and embrace, she says, practical yet life-changing tools to declutter our lives. Do we need to do that?
Absolutely.
Yes,
I know I do. Absolutely. I tell you what, sometimes it's just learning to be able to say no.
That's true.
And mean it. Well, there's the other part, and mean it.
There are so many exciting things to do in Greenwood.
Yeah,
you have to pick and choose. And for me, choosing the Women's Leadership Council was just an automatic. I really, really enjoy it. And now this conference is something that I've just, you know, me and many, many other women on the planning team, Nancy Goppelrud from Lander, the old Main Catering, is the co-chair. A great group of women are planning this event. And we have meetings once a month in our busy schedule. It's hard to get us all together, but we do. And we've planned every piece of this conference as a team. And I really enjoy that, too.
Absolutely. Well, it's fascinating, and I think it's well overdue for women to have the opportunity to say it's okay. It's okay to be a leader. It's okay to change your job. It's okay to move up in this world, and it's okay to say no.
Absolutely.
Another one. Yeah, exactly.
And I do want to tell you more, tell everyone more about the pre-conference. Can we do that now?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Be great.
I was telling you what our speaker was going to be talking about, but the other thing is it's going to be a reception at the Federal Building at 5 o'clock, a wine and cheese reception, so we can network and see other women and meet other women and just walk up and shake someone's hand and get to know them. And then we're going to listen to her, provide her message, and then we're going to go out to dinner, which is pay as you go. That's each person on their own, but we're going to just have informal dinners here in town. And I'm just looking forward to that because I'm sure I will meet someone that I don't know and I'll have dinner with that person. There'll be even big tables around town, and that's going to start at 7. We're going to head out to dinner. The cost is $15 separate from the conference fee, but that is for the speaker and for the wine and cheese and just the organizational part. The program is going to be well worth it. She's well worth that. But we hope people come. And if you can't come to the conference on Friday, you can sign up for this pre-conference just by itself. And that's on the 24th, 5 to 7 at the Federal Building. And again, you can register for that on our website, the Chamber of Commerce website, and you go to the Women's Leadership Council and or conference, and that's where you can register.
Absolutely. So $15 for that, and then you go out to dinner. And, you know, one of the keys I would think would be to go to dinner with some people you don't know.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Instead of picking a group that you always go with.
Absolutely.
And you always do things with, and network and learn the art of getting to know other people.
And you'll find out that there's someone else that has your same hobbies, does maybe the same kind of work but in a different environment, maybe travel the same places, and you might just really connect with someone who maybe you're looking for a change in your career, and you might find someone who knows of an opening in their area, and their, you know, there's just so much that can happen. It's limitless what you can do when you reach out and meet new people.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Becky McIntosh having a great conversation talking about the Women's Leadership Conference, which is going to be October 25th. We've just been talking about the pre-conference the night before. That'll be at the Federal Building, 5 to 7, and you can go onto the Chamber's website and get all this information. Check it out. And, of course, if you need to call the Chamber to get some help, 223-8431. That's 223-8431. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year, will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, talking with Becky McIntosh. Of course, you know her from out there at Piedmont Tech, working in student affairs, doing an excellent job helping people get the transformation of their life that they need. And gosh, I tell you what, if you want to get some help, you just need to go out there to Piedmont Tech and let them talk to you and show you the way. It's easy. And I tell you what, when you started coming up with instant admissions,
great program.
Didn't that just change up what was happening and the process? And I'll bet you didn't lose as many people because it was one day, get her done.
Get her done is right. We came in all day. We did so many programs that day. We had 5 different days, I mean, spread out over, you know, a year's time. But, yes, very successful program.
Yeah. So get out there to Piedmont Tech and help yourself out there. Help yourself to a better life. Now, we're talking about this Leadership Council and conference that's coming up on October 25th. We talked about the pre-conference. That's going to be on Thursday night at the Federal Building. $15 is the charge for that. That's for the wine and cheese and the speaker. And then you're going out to dinner across Greenwood?
Yes, and that actually is optional.
Optional.
The dinner part is certainly optional. If someone has something else they're going to that night. In fact, there is another program in town that starts that night. We learned about after setting this up, which is great. You could still come and hear Katrina Spigner speak, and she's a great speaker. She really is. And then go on and do the other thing, or get home and do family time if you need that. So it's...
It's a good option, but this is an additional part to the conference, although it is a separate charge. You may not be able to go to the conference for the day, but you might be able to squeeze that into your schedule.
That's right. And if you think of it last minute or you're at work tomorrow afternoon, you can just head over there. It's fine just to walk in and pay at the door.
Okay. And that'll be coming up on October 24th. That is at the Federal Building. And what time does that start?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
I said tomorrow as if it was this week. Yes, it's not till October 24th. I'm so excited. I want it to be soon.
Okay, October 24th. But this will be great because people have time to put that in their schedule and plan it.
Yes.
Yes. So check that out. It's all on the Chamber website under Women's Leadership. Is that what it's under?
I think it's under Women's Leadership Conference, yes.
Okay, so check that out on their website.
We also have our own website that's WLC. And then it's conference, but I mean the C is a capital conference. So capital W, capital L, capital conference, SC.com, WLC conference, SC.com. But that's kind of complicated. You can get there through the chamber website.
Just go to the chamber. Okay.
Yeah, really,
the chamber website for Greenwood.
I think so.
You know, now one of the things, too, that that this kind of goes along with, I've been involved with women in politics. And, you know, it is amazing how few women we actually have in politics in today, and particularly in South Carolina. I think, if I remember correctly, South Carolina, if they weren't number 50, they were number 49, 48. They were very low on the totem pole to women being involved in politics. And you know, we need more women in these roles.
We do. Women are so capable. We have such a strong voice, individually and collectively. I work with women all the time at Piedmont Tech at all levels. And certainly through this council of women, through the church, through whatever other organizations we have, and we need more women to step up into politics. I really wish that you all would, because I think I'm past my tenure at trying something like that, but sometimes I wish I had done more. But I do encourage women to get involved, and a conference like this, the whole design, as we said in the beginning, is to get women inspired and motivated to do all you can do. You know, take it from the military, because I like it. Do all you can do, and we can do more.
Be all you can be.
Be all you can be.
Yes.
That's right. And we can. I think that at Piedmont Tech, let's talk about Piedmont Tech. We have women of all ages and at all levels of career paths, and I'm always wanting to encourage them to lean in, which is part of the panel on the day of our conference. That's new terminology that I hadn't used prior to reading the book. But if women will lean in just picture yourself or picture any woman that you know leaning into a meeting. What does that say? It says, I'm interested. I'm here. I'm caring. I'm caring about the conversation. I mean, I'm leaning into whatever is going on. And we need to do that. We don't need to be in the back seat. We don't need to be at somebody's elbow. We can be at the table. So it's exciting to me that during the conference at noon is going to be a panel on the book, which is titled Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. And the book was written by Sheryl Sandberg. Mm-hmm. She is the CFO of Facebook. And if you can imagine being the CFO of Facebook, what kind of world she lives in. Oh, my goodness. She was working for Yahoo before that. So when you read the book, you get some interesting insight into those companies and what it's like to work for Mark Zuckerberg and just the culture of those new, exciting, great big companies. But she also talks about what it's like to be a woman. And in a sense, she never really says, I don't think, in a man's world, but that there's just certain things that need to change. And she acknowledges that even though she's aware of this and has written a book about it, that she finds herself still doing things that she shouldn't do because we hurt ourselves. If you want to move up and you want to be heard and you know you have good ideas, you know you do, you know you're intelligent, you know you have ideas that need to be heard, then you need to lean in so you're noticed. And people will ask you your opinion and ask you your thoughts. And it's what it's all about. That's what that book is about. And she gives great examples. It's interesting. It's funny. We're going to have this panel. I'll get back to the panel. We have a moderator, Shauna Vance. She is the chief operating officer of GLEAMS, Human Resources Commission, who, by the way, are the sponsoring organization for
Absolutely
this conference.
They are the major
sponsor financially for the conference, and she's going to moderate the panel. Then we'll have three panelists. One is a small business owner, one from industry, and one from education, who are leaders in their roles. And they will answer questions as they have all read the book. And I think it's going to be very interesting for all of us. I want to hear what they have to say, maybe how what they thought of a particular quote in the book or perspective that she gives in the book, and it's very interesting. And so I hope, and I know there's 2.5 weeks between now and the conference, I hope that those of you that might be listening who have already registered, go out and buy the book, because it's a fascinating book. It really is good. It's available at McCaslin's.
Great.
And it's an easy read. It's a fun read. So I think you'll enjoy it. At the back of the book, there are some questions, and those questions are the ones that, well, not all of them, but a few of them we're going to ask the panel. I think it's going to be great.
You know, I think you are to be commended and the whole group for putting this together. This takes a lot of work and a lot of time, but it definitely is something that will benefit women. But, you know, we got to say something about, since we're both women sitting here, we got to say something about the guys out there. You know, I think guys sometimes when they see this kind of stuff, they feel a little threatened.
Oh, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't. They should just be happy to know that there's going to be more. If someone leaves this conference and is all fired up and decides to jump in and be a volunteer or apply for a higher level position where they work, they should be excited because that's a good thing. Now, on the other hand, you know, as we get busier and busier and busier, you know, and women share with their partners, their husbands, roles at home, parenting, they should be shared there. So as we are equal in terms of being breadwinners in the workplace, then our husbands need to be, and our partners need to be equal at home. And I can say that that to me, it just makes life more interesting. It makes it more available for a woman to do the things that she can do when she's got a strong partner at home.
Well, you know, I think it makes it a lot more fun to have conversations when both parties are able to bring something to the table.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
yes,
you know, yes. as a relationship, and sometimes in a relationship you can get so stuck in your ways and everything, to mix it up a little bit and have some excitement and have women who maybe have worked in a job and haven't seen that thrill or that excitement of it, to go to something like this and really reboot yourself
Sure.
Into coming up with some ideas or being enthused about whether it's the job you're at or taking on something else or getting involved in some volunteer or some aspect.
Sure. And it may not be, and it's not to say that everyone is supposed to work outside the home or everyone is supposed to want to reach higher. It can be just being a leader at whatever level you choose to work. Or in the organizations. My gosh, there are so many charities in Greenwood, wonderful charities that need help, need volunteers. You know, if you have an expertise in just organizing. I mean, if you've been a mother
you know how
with
to
a couple
organize.
Of kids, we all know how to organize our time. And so give your organizational skills to an organization. And there are, I'm not even going to list any because there's so many in Greenwood that need our help. And, of course, the faith community.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go ahead, Becky. Keep going.
Okay. I just want to say that. I just think that women can be motivated to do so many things across the board, and this conference will help them do that. And before I leave, I do want to, I don't know what the time is, but I do want to mention our two keynote speakers as well.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. In the morning, Mary Larkin Thornton, and she's Regional Vice President of Aramark. Now, Aramark is the food service at Lander and mm-hmm. food service for many, many, many colleges
sure.
across the country. Very,
yeah, many
very
different
large.
Different types of food service.
Oh,
besides,
yes.
Besides
higher that, education. Right. She is over the higher education
division
for Aramark. Her title is Leadership is a Process, Not a Position. How You Lead in Many Ways. And I love that. I believe that leadership is, as she calls it, a process. It's to me, it's also a relationship. I think leadership is based on relationship, which ties into her saying it's a process. It's not just, all right, I'm a leader, I'm here, I'm at the top.
No, wait a minute. Here it is. I'm in charge, and you have to do what I say.
No.
But that is what some people think.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
no,
yes.
No. You know, it's building relationships, building trust. It's a process. It really is. So I'm excited to hear what she has to offer. She also is very much a leader in the women's promotion through their company. Now, the co-chair of the conference is Nancy Goppelrud from mm-hmm. Old Main Catering. That's, of course, Aramark. So that's who she works under. She's told me that Mary Thornton is a dynamic speaker, so that's really exciting. That's who's kicking off the day in the morning.
That's on the 25th
on
up
the 25th
there at the Multicultural.
So be there at 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes.
You guys are kicking it off heavy.
We've got a lot to cover this day. In fact, last year, we had the conference, it was in March then, but we ended at 3:30. But after that day, we realized we had so much to do, to accomplish, let's go till 4:30. We're used to working till 4:35, 6:37, whatever, anyway.
Exactly.
So we're kicking it off at 8:30 and going until 4:30. The closing keynote is Marianne Frederick. I've heard her speak a couple of times, the first time at a statewide conference down in Myrtle Beach, and she was fascinating. She's a entertainer of sorts, or maybe I should say she's a humorist.
Mm-hmm.
She's a humorist, a speaker, obviously, and she is going to take everything from the day and from the night before and pull it all together and tie it up and give it back to us with a bow on it.
Well, that's
how about
I like that.
I do too, and that's what she does. She's an exciting person, and she is going to take us out with a flare at the end of the day.
That sounds great. Well, you know, I know you already have probably 250 some. You probably only have about 50 or some slots left.
Probably less than that.
So if you'd like to go to this conference, if we've enthused you about being part of it, I certainly hope we have. October 25th is the date, and you can go on the Chamber website, look it up. It's under Women's Leadership Conference, or you can call the Chamber, 223-8431, or you can call Becky tomorrow in her office. I mean, Becky, you've done a phenomenal job here telling us all about it. Give her a call, 941-8358.
That's it. I would love to hear from you.
941-8358. She's always out at Piedmont Tech. She's always doing good things in the community. And I certainly appreciate you taking time coming out to talk to us about this today, Becky.
Thank you. I love it. I'm passionate about Piedmont Tech, and I'm passionate about the Women's Leadership Conference.
That's right. So, women, don't sit there and complain. Do something about it.
That's right. It's fun. It's good for us.
Absolutely. So that's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. I'm Ann Eller, and my very special guest has been Becky McIntosh from Piedmont Tech and one of the co-leaders for the Women's Leadership Conference coming up on October 25th. This is through the Chamber of Commerce right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks, Becky, for coming out.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.